This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The band Crackdown has been playing around the Triangle since the late 2000s, but if you haven't noticed their name on any billboards around here, it's maybe because you don't know how to spell it. Crackdown is actually spelled C-R-A-I-C, which is the Irish word for fun. Crackdown calls itself World Acousticana, a form of acoustic roots music, which sounds like fun to me, and it definitely has some Irish influence as well. The group recently released their debut album, Roads, and they're going to be playing the Pinecone Outdoor Concert in Wake Forest, 5 o'clock on Sunday, but they're in our studio right now. Crackdown is Rob Scherer on guitar, Jim Roberts on percussion, and David DiGiuseppe on the accordion. Welcome to you. Thanks for coming here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Frank.
How did this band get together, Rob?
Well, David's kind of, I guess, the cornerstone of the band in more ways than one. David is a longtime friend of mine, and he's known Jim for many years, too. But Jim and I didn't know each other at all. So when Jim and I coincidentally and virtually simultaneously moved back to the Triangle, I think David accidentally put this band together. Is that about right?
That's about right.
And when was that?
In early 2000s.
The early 2000s.
It was actually at a party.
Yeah. When you came together. Now, this is your first, it took you this long, because by my reckoning, it's 2013 to put an album together. What took so long?
Well, it takes a long time. You know, it's one of those things where you know what you want to do, and you have to figure out how to do it. And sometimes the hows includes making the money and, you know, learning. We had to learn a lot about...
Like how to play guitar. I really want to make this album. I got to learn to play guitar.
And then you learn. Any tips, Frank, I'm wide open.
Seven, 8 years later,
I took a learn to play accordion in 3 weeks lesson.
That's great. And you learn German at night. So all of it was great. Yeah, how about if you play a song for us right now? Would you?
We'd love to.
Okay. You got it. Young, the old man said, watch your step for when you're dead. A lake of fire will be your bed. And I will learn you. But I decided years ago to break with those who claim to know, 'cause there ain't nothing down below to burn you. Nothing above us but bright blue sky with stars on the other side. Yeah, the circle, well, round and round it goes, and while it spins, there's nothing you can know. Yeah, the circle, no beginning and no end, and every drop of rain will come again. All around us, hear the shout, revelation so in doubt, and common sense is truly out. Season, but in times of terror, times of fright, raging storm or endless night, brave are those who stand and fight for reason. The moon gives us freely its silvery light to break up the blackest night. Yeah, the circle, well, round and round it goes, and while it spins, there's nothing you can know. Yeah, the circle, no beginning and no end, and every blade of grass will come again. has some grief and see the love in every leaf. Nature offers sweet relief for the clever. And soon will come the gentle fawn, the piper at the gates of dawn. So hear the music call you on forever. The sun is a saint with a fiery crown, teaching us up from down. Oh, the circle, well, round and round it goes. And why it spins is nothing you can know. Yeah, the circle, no beginning and no end. And every firefly will come again. Yeah, the circle, well, round and round it goes. Oh, and why it spins is nothing you can know. Yeah, the circle, no beginning and no end. Every drop of rain will come again.
That is the band Crackdown doing the song Circle. You can hear them in Wake Forest at the Pinecone Outdoor Festival, 5 o'clock, and they're here with us on the State of Things right now. And you talked about traveling the great wide world before you came back here. And, Jim, you played for a while with Victor Wooten, right, who played with the Flecktones and Bela Fleck.
Well, I played on 3 of his records, and I've done a few little live things with him, but I was never part of his band, per se, but...
Great musician, great bassist, yeah. Man. He brings some real talent and ingenuity to that instrument.
Well, the beautiful thing about Victor is that he is all inclusive, and he brings people together through music, and he certainly, along with his brothers, helped me. And when I was in Nashville, which was for 11 years, and really kind of helped me get my first big gig there.
Yeah.
By just playing with the Wooten brothers, you know.
That's very cool. You know. That's very cool. And you played, Rob, you were in Ireland, right, for a while.
That's right. Yeah, I ran away and lived in a little stone hut in the bog for a few years.
How was that?
Great.
A lot of fun. Did you have a clay pipe or anything? You should have that.
I'm not saying.
What was it like? There's a story, I guess, that you where I found it a little bit difficult to get along at first, not because they weren't the Irish folk there weren't happy to see musicians, but there was just something about the way to socialize. You had to learn.
Well, you know, Ireland for many, many years, they had no television. You know, they had the radio. They didn't have the kind of, luxurious entertainment multiplex that we have in America today, or that they have now. And so there's a culture of entertaining yourself and really making an accounting of yourself when you go out in public. So when you go down to the pub, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you can play or not. You better be funny, or at least know when to laugh and, you know, make a good showing, good accounting
That's great.
Of yourself. Yeah.
That's great. So. This is a place where working folk were enjoying poetry well into the 20th century.
That's
can
right.
you imagine such a thing?
Oh, I've seen it with my own eyes.
It's fantastic. Would you play another song for us?
Sure. David, sure. How about an accordion piece?
We'll play a couple of tunes that I composed. Ready, boys?
Didn't he buy two of my guitar?
Well, while he's tuning, I'll tell you the names of them are Campbellology, which is named for the great Dr. Pete Campbell, who's a musician who lived in this area for a while. Now he's in Greensboro. And the second tune is entitled Mist Passage. And you can use your imagination, because I'm not telling you what that one's about. But think chitlins. 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Cambalology and Mist Passage, Crackdown. You can hear him at Pinecone in Wake Forest on Sunday. So now, David, you warned me not to ask any more about Mist Passage, so I won't. Cambalology, this professor, tell us a little bit about that song and why it's an honor to him.
Dr. Pete Campbell, I've known for many years, and before the days of the internet, if, you know, you're having a conversation and some question comes up and it's like, oh, I don't really know the answer to that, you'd always get on the phone and call Pete.
Wow.
Because he just, one of these guys who just knew a million facts in his head, totally not organized in his head, but he knew them.
Wow. And you would have to go to a payphone to do it.
Exactly.
David still has to go to a payphone.
And they're harder to find, too. And he was renowned for just, call him, hey, Pete, on any subject, he was great. Of course, my relationship with him has changed dramatically with the internet. I don't call him as much.
Well, but he's also the founder of Wikipedia, so yeah. No, he's not. He's not true. What about Pinecone? Tell us about that.
Well, Pinecone's a great organization. They've been in the Triangle for decades, promoting mostly traditional music, although they, move out from there and do other things. But they've had just amazing programmings for decades and really have supported the arts. And now, as most folks know, they're getting into this bluegrass thing that's coming up in September, I believe.
Oh, yeah. This is the big International Bluegrass Festival, which is going to be held in convention.
And
that's
Raleigh.
Not the right name for it, but it's in Raleigh. So it's a big deal at Raleigh. The IBMA, so it'd be the International Bluegrass Music Association. How about that?
Yeah.
And it's going to be in Raleigh. And, in fact, we're doing a live show out of there, and we're doing a simulcast with WAMU, big bluegrass station up in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And, that's coming up in the fall, and it's a big deal for Raleigh.
Yes.
Big deal, and Pinecone's part of that.
It's definitely putting Raleigh on the map in yet another way.
Hey.
in yet another way. No, I think that's
that.
Fair, as you did.
And so they have a number of different series of musics, and this concert at Joyner Park in Wake Forest is on Sunday is part of their series.
That's great. Well, I'm going to let you play us out, but first I want to thank you all for being on the program. Crackdown is Rob Scherer on the guitar, Jim Roberts on percussion, David DiGiuseppe on the accordion. Their debut album is called Roads. They're going to be playing Pinecone Outdoor Concert in Wake Forest at 5 o'clock on Sunday. By the way, you spell Crackdown C-R-A-I-C. D-O-W-N. You want more information on them, you can go to our website, stateofthings.org. And this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, the music of Crackdown.